Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Grain futures were lower here today across the board, led by the sharp drop in soybeans, which began last night. We had a little bit of rainfall fall through the Midwest over the weekend, and we had some localized areas of up to 3 inches. But really, the majority of the Midwest either saw no rain or very little, a tenth or a 20th of an inch. And so not just a whole lot overall. And that really wasn't the reason why the market drove itself down. We had a couple reports this morning, one of them being the export report. Wheat came in really strong, which was part of the reason why wheat was steady today, that we exported about 46.02 million bushels. They're looking for 25 to 36. On corn, we exported just over 20 million bushels. They were looking for 8 to 15. And then soybeans came in the middle of the range at 2.97 million bushels. They were looking for 1 to 5. The other report this morning was the soybean crush report, and that's indicative of how much demand there is for soybeans. It came in at 110.5 million bushels. That's the lowest August crush number since August of 2004. So it shows that we're really rationing demand as prices get higher. And then last month in July, we had 116.3. So we were 6 million below last time, and then a really, really low number since August of 2004.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, what other news were the traders looking at today?
This afternoon, we have a crop progress and condition report that will be released at 3 p.m. Central Time. We're looking for corn to be a 1% drop in the good to excellent category, and that would put that category at 53% for corn. We're looking for a 1% drop in the soybean good to excellent category, and that would put us at about 51%. In the soybeans. Now, we started off at such a high number in the mid-60s, and so a drop to 50, it doesn't mean it's a bad crop. 50 is still a good number in that category. And then, other than just that report, tomorrow we'll see an updated FSA acreage number. A lot of times, FSA number and the USDA numbers will be sharply different, as we saw last month, and it caused quite a stir as people are asking, well, which numbers are right, which numbers are wrong. It's somewhere in between, and a lot of times both of them get adjusted as we move forward. Other than that, we've had a little bit of rainfall, which should get planting here in Oklahoma, Texas, winter wheat really going here. We look for maybe 5 to 10% on those categories here for Oklahoma and Texas.
And your phone number, Justin?
877-431-9805.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping our numbers this afternoon. October live cattle were up 30 cents on the day at 125.55. September feeders up 30 as well at 157.60. October lean hogs gained $1.42 to close at 92.12 today. And in our grain markets, Kansas City December wheat down 2.25 cents at 689.75. Chicago December corn down 2.5 cents at 456.5. November soybeans today lost 33.25 points at 13.48¼. And in our cotton markets, October cotton was down 21 points and closed at 85.00. cents per pound. That's your market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.